Sam in Missouri, welcome to the broadcast.
Hey, Chris. Boy, it's been 2 days worth of exciting radio. Unfortunately, with the technical problems yesterday, it got real exciting. But anyway, I may as well add to it because I have to say that one thing that frustrates me up to here is this end times doctrine stuff. And the reason I say that is because, first of all, the end of time has been predicted darn near since the beginning of time, ever since, if you go back to the writings, when Christ was running foot on this earth as a man. And the problem that I see with this end times stuff being beat around by so many people professing to be preachers, Have you ever wondered, Chris, if perhaps this too is not a way just to tell people, face up to it, there's nothing you can do, you may as well sit back and let it all come because it's the end times.
Now listen, I want you to stay with me, Sam, as we'll wrap up this hour together and continue with these directions. I recommend you look at methods of artificial weather manipulation, new findings supersize our tsunami threat, Soviet scalar electromagnetic weapons, Katrina fuels global warming.
It's true.
Okay, listeners, information is quite revealing on AmericanExpose.com. I don't take credit for it, never have. Dennis and Darren do it. The Leipzig Declaration, and hold with me, Sam, as the debate unfolds, it has become increasingly clear that contrary to the conventional wisdom, there does not exist today a general scientific consensus about the importance of greenhouse warming from rising levels of carbon dioxide. In fact, many climate specialists now agree that actual observations from weather satellites show no global warming whatsoever, in direct contradiction to computer model results. I suggest you look at the Leipzig Declaration on the left side of American Exposé as you scroll down on the website, done by Darren and Dennis. Sam, continue with your thoughts, my friend.
All right. No, what I'm simply saying is that, and this is why I want to try to do as much research as I can to go back as far as I can through these different versions of the Bible, because the one thing we're seeing, and particularly now in modern age, is when it's really happening at a fevered pitch, where the Bible has been revised and has been rewritten and has been changed, and I really sometimes have to wonder if a lot of this Revelation's prophecy perhaps isn't something just to get people paralyzed, to shut us all up so that we won't do anything. It kind of reminds me of the tell everybody what's wrong mentality but never give any suggestions on how to straighten it out. Well, America has been through a lot of other problems before we ever got to where we are today, and we've always rode through them. If we had listened to Bible prophecy back in those days when America was founded, it wouldn't even be here now. So the point of the matter is that what we ought to be doing is just trudging on, and God will sort out all the details.
That makes sense to me. Maybe to others it doesn't, but when we think about being raptured up, everything will be fine. We win in the end. We're going to be raptured. Well, why should we be so arrogant to think that we're going to be saved when all the other people from other countries have been genocided upon in the past, and they weren't saved?
Well, that's right, and that's an arrogant attitude that we have if we think that, Chris, because look at the people in the Sudan and over in China, people who have given their lives to try to stand up for freedom. Tell them about the rapture and see what they say.
That's correct, and look at the people in the Middle East that may be defending their homeland from the coalition.
Absolutely. So I what I'm basically saying in this phone call, Chris, is, you know, we need to get into more critical thinking and really start doing our research even more thoroughly and make sure that we're not being sent down a rabbit trail just to paralyze us.
Well, I think that's a very important thought that you just give to the listeners, Sam, because here we are under full implementation of Agenda 21, as you well know. And it's still the best-kept secret in the world. And they talk about building wetlands in New Orleans right now in the newspaper. So here they're going to rebuild New Orleans over a period of years, and they're going to build wetlands.
Absolutely. It's all coming into play, and it's because there's too many people who don't want to expose it. There's a few of us out here, yourself and a few of the rest of us, but not as many as ought to be exposing it. Bottom line is that we need to keep going in these directions and exposing all of this stuff. And, yes, weather modification is a reality. Otherwise, there wouldn't be a bill pending, by the way, in the House to turn it over to the federal government, and never mind that when they expose something like this in the House, a bill regarding weather modification has already been going on for a long time prior to that, because everything else the government has ever come right out in our faces with has been exposed for quite a while before it ever came out.
Well stated, Sam. I appreciate your input, my friend.
Hey, that's all right. God bless, and keep on keeping on.
Thank you so much. Thank you to you and Trish as well. We'll be back to continue with the second hour. We'll bring back David Bay, cuttingedge.org, and we'll continue into the second hour.